Welcome back to another episode of Talk Your Heart Out. This is your host, Christy. Welcome to 2021, the year which everyone was looking forward to and hoping that it would be better than the year before. I certainly was one of those people who, I know it isn't quite so realistic, but I just really wanted 2021 to be a better year, a new start, and just like a refresh button to help us regain some of the normal things that we can do now. But I don't know about you, but I feel like it feels just like 2020 right now. And I know where I am in the UK, things are definitely not looking up just yet about the coronavirus, and we're still in yet another wave, and we haven't seen the peak just yet. But this is precisely the reason why I wanted to come on to here to talk to you, really, just about hope and faith and keeping up your spirits, really, when things are not looking up. It has been difficult for me. I mean, I know that I work in a place where I have to see COVID patients, and that was quite difficult, and worrying about my own health and my own well-being, it is difficult. But today I heard a very interesting and very amazing analogy, and just wanted to share that with you. It's about sowing seeds and growing fruits. I mean, when you sow seeds, you know, that seed is buried into soil, and for the seed, it looks like complete, utter darkness. And for a while, it feels like even though you're watering it, you're giving it sunshine, you're doing everything you can, you might even fertilize it, but it just feels like nothing's happening. Like all your hard work is just gone into waste. But actually, beneath that soil, in that darkness, lots is happening. It is prepping for this beautiful plant's growth. And so much is happening underground, which you might not be aware of. And eventually it grows, and it takes time, but eventually it bears fruit. And so I like to think of this time as a time where we're still sowing seeds, we're still laying the foundation, we're still investing in ourselves, in our own lives, so that we can see a brighter, better future. Another thing that I would like to talk to you guys about is focusing on what you want growing. You know, with the news nowadays, it's obviously it's very important to keep on top of the news and things like that, but make sure you're not spending the majority of your time looking at something that's depressing, looking at something that's that makes you feel down and doubtful about the future. Because even though it looks like the world is on fire right now, there are so many good things that are happening, but maybe they're just very close to you, and because you're focusing so much on that negativity and that anxiety of the unknown and what's happening in the world right now, that you forgot to look at the beautiful things that are around you, like the amazing family and friends you have, and how people come together when they face global and personal crises. I think being able to switch our gaze from the enemy, which is probably the virus or something else that you're dealing with in your life, and look at the bigger picture, you would see some hope, you would be able to have faith, and and you will be able to get through it. I mean, it is normal. I'm not saying that you're doing something wrong. Imagine if you're going to a beautiful place, maybe in the safari, and you've wanted to go there forever, and you're finally there, and you're hiking, and you're seeing all these beautiful plants, beautiful sceneries beside you, but you suddenly see a tiger. Your gaze just is focused on the tiger. You can see nothing else, none of that goodness that you were looking at before. And it almost feels like that's what we're living it with right now. I know for me, the coronavirus is my biggest concern right now. And sometimes I think I get tunnel visioned and I only look at the virus and all the things that are going wrong around me. But I forget that there are beautiful things happening. Maybe because of the virus or because of something else, and appreciate them and make sure you're looking after yourself and looking out for each other. So it's just a quick episode just to remind you that you're okay, and this time I know the COVID seems like it's been here forever. And to some of you, it might feel like it's gonna be here for forever. But I assure you that it's not. We're actively fighting it, and do the best you can to stay home and stay safe and support the people around you, and remember about those healthcare workers that are fighting the virus for you. And just be kind to people. You never know what they're going through, you know? And so, yeah, it's been nice talking to you guys. But keep having hope and keep having faith in the future. And stop and just look at the beauty around you once in a while. And take a few deep breaths. You can do it. I believe in you. Love you guys, and I hope you guys stay safe and keep on being amazing. Bye!